You decided who your captains are going to be for Sunday?
I haven't. I announced that at the team meeting the night before.
The thinking with team captains, you mentioned it the other day that you wouldn't pick permanent ones until later in the season. What's behind that?
I think it adds a little excitement to the guys when you name new guys the day before the game. Each reasons are different. I kind of have my own message with it. I usually try to pick three guys for offense, defense, and special teams. Might depend on who we're playing. Maybe it's someone who used to play there. Might depend on just something I want to emphasize this week or how someone did in practice. But I like being able to send a message by having a different thing each week. I also would like permanent captains, but I don't want to pick that before the season started. I want guys to earn it. And I think in order to earn it and for it to be not just a popularity vote, I feel like it needs to be halfway through the year. So it can be based off how they've handled themselves through the first 8 games and who can lead us going forward for the end of the season.
After just a busy offseason, taking a new job, all the things that come with that, has this week given you a sense of normalcy a little bit, just getting back to game planning, knowing who's on the team and focusing that way?
It has, definitely. I've gotten much more into a normal routine this week, going through the process of how we prepare for a game. I've done my normal process and just haven't had a few other things to add to it, but it's been nice to get into this routine because it's more definitely what I'm used to. I think anybody, coaches and players that they've been through the league, training camp's always different. You play on different days of the week, so the schedule's always off. But once you get into the season, it's pretty much Groundhog Day every day. So every Monday's the same, every Tuesday's the same. You got that 1 week that's different when you play on Thursday, then you got your bye week, which is different. But after that, everything's the same and. It gets easier each week. You just get into routine and you become a creature of habit.
You have to tell any of the rookies that are going to be playing in this game just how to temper their emotions and be on the big stage for the first time?
A little. I went over some of that stuff in my team meeting today, just trying to address, everyone's, even though not everyone acts like it, you always address the elephant in the room. I know there's people feel pressure. I know people have some nerves, and usually that goes once the game starts, but I try to tell everyone that from the bottom to the top, everyone has pressure on them. From the head coach to our quality controls to our quarterback to our O-lineman, everyone feels it inside because there is a lot of pressure. It's a big game, and you're judged off the results every week. But I just try to tell everyone that you never can do it on your own, and everyone's going into it with you. And if you're feeling that pressure, just know there's everyone else there with you's got your back. And I feel pressure when I feel alone. So I try to let the guys know that you're not alone in anything you do, and we're going to go through this together.
Are you anxious at all for your first game as head coach?
I'm ready to get it going. I wanted to get here. I'm excited for it to get here, and I don't feel much, to be totally honest, I don't feel different nerves now than I have for every single week in my entire life. I always feel this way before game day, and I felt this way as a player in college. I felt this way as a QC, and feel it as a coordinator and feel the same as a head coach. It's always pretty locked in and ready to go.
You have 4 games now from preseason on the field after a full season in the booth. Was it different at first? Is it second nature now and comfortable because you've done it in the past before? Was there a transition?
Being on the field?
Yeah.
No, that's it was a transition to get into the box. Called plays on the field for 8 years. I have 1 year in the box, so it's much easier to get back down there and be around the guys. I got to get used to standing all game again. I wish I had a chair, but they're not going to do that for me on the sidelines.
Schematically, is that first game of the season a little bit of a different challenge in that you're reading and reacting a little bit more on the fly since you don't have any actual film from Carolina this year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everybody has an idea what people are going to do because you know what coordinators like. You know the schemes that they run. And but in the first year, I mean, everyone knows that coaches work all offseason to come up with new things, how to tweak it, how to make it better. And you got to wait to see what those are. And you try to anticipate them, but you see what they are. Then you look at the pictures. You definitely try to see it live. And then you try to talk to your players and make adjustments the next series. I also think a big thing is, just as an offensive coach, you have so many new ideas over the summer and stuff that you've been saving them, and you try to want to get them in. And what I've learned is you can't get them all in 1 week, and you got to let them last you throughout the year. So you just sprinkle in a little here, a little there. I've definitely learned the hard way before trying all your new favorite stuff in week one, and your guys are off. The main thing you want guys to do is be confident in what they're doing, and the way guys are confident in what they're doing is things that they've done before. So you're not trying to put a ton of new things on people.
You mentioned Wednesday that if Jimmy can't play, that Kwaski and Lorenzo would be competing potentially to fill in. How did that bear itself out?
Colbert's in that too. It's been good competition. I have a pretty good idea who's leading it, but I won't know for sure until kickoff.
Seemed like Jimmy did a little bit more, at least at the beginning of practice today. Did that bear out? Did he more involved throughout the practice?
Yes, he's done a little more each day, and he's getting healthier each day. That's why I do think he has a chance to go this week, but I will say that we're listing him as doubtful. So it's an outside chance, but he has improved each day.
How has Trent Taylor gotten himself ready to play the slot and return specialist roles for you?
Trent's a talented guy, but he's a pro already. He's locked in. We've asked him to do a lot of things that he never did in college. He was always a slot receiver, but as far as huddling him up, motioning him all the time, doing different things, it's new for him. And I think he was a little overwhelmed at first, as he should have been. Anything is to people who are new. And you always want to see how people react when they're overwhelmed. Sometimes people try to hide and wait and hope they get a redshirt year and take the pressure off and let it come naturally. And he's a guy that every time he got overwhelmed, he just tried harder, worked harder, could handle us riding him, didn't get insecure about it, has confidence in himself. And that's why he's gotten to this point. That's why we were confident with him to come in and be our slot receiver, start this out. And it's a credit to him.
Also punt return.
Yes, yeah, that's something he's worked at a lot. I know he did it at times in college, but it's, we were hoping that he could do that. We knew he had the ability to, but it takes a while to get that confidence to catch those balls consistently, and I know he has that confidence, and he's given us the confidence to have in him doing it.
Prepared against K1 short a few different times. What makes him unique at his position?
He's a very big man who can explode off the ball. So when you're a big guy who has some quickness and not just size, he has power with him. He's usually penetrating every play, even if you put two guys on him, which usually equals 600 pounds together. Those two guys still don't usually stop him. So he's very physical, powerful, and I believe he's a smart player. His endurance is good. He doesn't take plays off. He's going to be there all game. He's going to have his plays. You have to understand that. But if you ever go to sleep with him, sleep on him, he can change the game in one play.
Kittle and Lynch, questionable?
Yes, questionable.
Anything else?
Carl, people say there's nothing new under the sun, as far as plays you can run. But when you talk about stuff you think of in the off season, like, ooh, that'll be cool, that's something new. Is it like, do you mean like literally new, or is it new for this scheme, new for these guys?
Yeah, most of the stuff's new for our guys because we didn't run it together last year. But it's just stuff you haven't put on tape before. You have certain plays, and you watch them, you study them the whole off season, and you see how teams evolve and start to defend them, and a new idea comes to someone. Hey, what if we, instead of doing this, we change one little thing, and it makes it a completely different play off the same play. So, you start to, plays that were successful over the years, teams are studying that every year to see how to stop that specific play. And sometimes they come up with the answer quick, and then you try to think of ways to tweak that play that once they get their answer to stop what they think you're doing, it opens up a touchdown for another play that we just anticipated. So you come up with that stuff, but sometimes you can come up with too much of it, and you call the new play and it's a sack, and you realize if you would have called the old play, it was a walk-in touchdown. So it's that's the stuff you're going back and forth within your head all week.
Does Aldrick have the ability to play all three positions? Will he mix in at slot as well on the outside, or do you have a spot you like him best?
Yeah, we like him most backing up Marquise on the outside at X, but Aldrick can play all three. He's been with us for a while. We used him that way in Atlanta. He's a very smart player. He's prepared at all the positions, and he's got the skill set to where he's got the speed and the quickness to use him a number of different ways.